Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
I formation from the 2-yard line. Adrian Peterson into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown. From 2 yards out, the Redskins tack on another score.
It felt great. You can see it during the week, the focus, the determination. You know, last week was an embarrassment. And you can tell throughout the week the guys took it personal.
The shotgun, Alex Smith. Fires up the middle, caught Crowder. Redskins touchdown on the slant. Jamison Crowder with the touchdown catch. That is his first touchdown of the year, and the Redskins make it 20-3.
That, my friends, was a good football game. The home team showed up. This is JP Finley. This is Redskins Talk Podcast. Rich Taylor's here. Pete Haley's here. Mitch is in a plane going to Europe because that's just how Mitch rolls. Big win. Big win. They needed it. They showed up. In the first half, they were really, really good. RT, what say you?
They dominated. The Packers never had the ball with a chance to take the lead. And that is dominating the football.
That is rare against Aaron Rodgers. Pete?
Redskins had 2 wins of 14-plus points all of last year. They have 2 wins that way already. Another non-squeaker.
Good little stat there, Pete.
It's weird. Even against Aaron Rodgers in the second half, there wasn't too many tense moments, which shows how well the Redskins did at keeping their arm's length at the Packers.
Because the defense played well.
Yeah.
The defense played very well. They sacked him. They got the turnover that really sealed the game, kind of kept it things from getting scary
right
there in the fourth quarter when it was an 11-point game, about almost 6 minutes left. And Fabian Moreau.
Great play from Fabian.
Grab, just stripped the ball away from Randall Cobb. Josh Norman, he was asking, he wanted to make sure that it was a fumble and not an interception because he grabbed it in the air. Because, you know, he hasn't had one
just in case.
In over a year. But he was laughing, of course.
There are nits to pick, but care. That was a really impressive win. I believe that's the team we're going to see. I think that's the team that the Redskins are, not the terrible performance we saw against the Colts. All right, before we really dig in here, I always want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Y'all should ride with them.
Squad.
Also, before we really dig in, we had our tailgate today, and the weather was terrible.
It was atrocious.
Nobody wanted to be outside, and still, we had a great crowd. Some of just the best people, the best listeners. We love you guys. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did.
People showed up bringing gifts, bringing drinks, trying to get us to do Jaeger bombs
two bottles
on air.
Of moonshine out of the deal.
Just
it was impressive.
The nicest people. People are donating their tents, their food. Everybody's getting together, taking photos.
Two guys, one was a Packers fan, flew in from Wisconsin this morning. And they're flying back tonight.
Insanity.
Dude, a dude flew in from Ireland.
A guy from Mississippi.
Mississippi. Tim Meek from Indiana. I mean, it was awesome.
The moonshine guy from Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
No, I think he's from Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. I think he's from
I'm wrong.
He's down by the
Floyd. Floyd, Virginia.
Right, which is down by, I think, the Tennessee border.
Yeah, that's Roanoke area.
Okay. Just incredible people and, like, I had been pushing off a podcast party in season because it's a lot. Those people deserve a podcast party. So we're going to do one. I have an idea, and we'll get to it later. But I got something cooking up here.
See those gears
you
turning
know, it's always
Finley's
dangerous
head.
When I start have ideas.
Boy.
Back to football, though. For me, the highlight of the game is Adrian Peterson dominance. And then when they needed to ice the game late, Adrian Peterson just ran it down their throats. They couldn't stop him. They only got three, but the field goal made it 14 points. The thing was over.
Peterson, Packers had to burn all their timeouts.
Right. And just him personally talking about last week was an embarrassment. We weren't going to let that happen again. They had a good week at practice. Jameson Crowder told me that. Jonathan Allen told me that on the interviews. I was impressed by this football team. And maybe I'll give him a game ball for it. All right, so that's my highlight.
So the Peterson thing, we've all had those moments where since he's been here where JP's like, oh, you know, it's cool just seeing him here in 26 and seeing a GOAT, a legend, hang out around. I kind of had that in the press conference today when we were asking him about, hey, you're creeping up on John Riggins and Walter Payton and all these guys on the list. And he's just like, yeah, I don't even really pay attention to that. Maybe on the bye week I'll see who I'm about to pass. But the fact that one of the greatest players of this century is in Bergen Ingold and still turning back the clock and performing at the highest of levels is really, really cool. And today was a vintage Adrian Peterson day.
So your highlight is stealing my highlight?
I just wanted to add to your highlight and make it even higher highlight.
So
highlight.
I'm so high, me and God happen.
Yo, nice.
Who's ready for that?
That's your favorite song.
I love that song.
Even though it's 4 years old, you love it. It's not even Kid Cudi.
The song is Kid Cudi?
Chance the Rapper and 2 Chainz.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Shoot, I mixed it up. I mixed it up with Pursuit Avenues. Anyway.
Okay, my highlight is going to be Paul Richardson. Fourth play of the game, going deep, no problem, in the rain. How the Redskins figured out their deep passing game in the rain is beyond me. But
it's raining hard at that point, too.
Well, and myth-busting that Alex Smith won't throw deep, won't throw to his receivers, all that stuff.
And a really nice adjustment. It kind of reminded me of D-Jax, where he came back to the ball very subtly and then had the presence of mind to get up and roll into the end zone. It kind of just set the tone, obviously, for the rest of the day. Trent Williams said that the passing game actually opened things up for the running game. Normally, you hear it the other way around. So that was my highlight, real early, getting the fireworks going.
Yeah, that's kind of a myth about running game opening up the passing
game. What is up with subdued Tandler after big wins?
Is it sad Tandler time?
Not sad, just subdued.
I was just speaking conversationally.
Yeah.
Okay. Your highlight, sir.
My highlight was the 2 Jonathan Allen sacks. He has not won. It was week 3 last year when he got his one and only sack against the Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah, must have been against the Raiders. And going through the injury and everything against a quarterback like that, getting those 2 sacks. One of them was early. One of them was late. And just getting that was a highlight for me. And seeing Daron Payne, his Alabama teammate, get his first NFL sack.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That was the D-line we've been wanting to see all year. I think they showed up, and I still think their ceiling is they have plenty more room to grow. They can be even more dominant.
Just a little bit of injury stuff to unpack. Morgan Moses left the game with a concussion. I talked to him in the locker room, seemed good spirits, seemed okay. Bye week's coming at a good time. Right. How do I phrase this with what I can say? I wouldn't be shocked if we hear about some players getting some stuff cleaned up this week during the bye week. And I think there are some banged up guys that might have minor procedures type stuff, scar tissue, loose cartilage, stuff like that. That's just
stuff floating around.
Yeah,
some body parts removed.
So that wouldn't shock me, but
15 days until the next game, maybe they can
got a little time.
Recover and
so,
be fine.
All right, do you want to do game balls? Is there more to unpack before we – there wasn't really any other injuries, right? How about Capri Bibbs being active over Samaje Perine, which we discussed on the Facebook Live, and I said could happen because he does more for you on special teams. And, Tandler, you poo-pooed me.
I did. I dismissed it. I dismissed it. I wouldn't know if I poo-pooed it, but I dismissed it.
Dismissing and poo-pooing are the same.
No, poo-pooing
is some people. A rude dismissal?
I did some people on Twitter also, and
You owning that?
You know what? Somebody asked
wearing
me
that?
To make a rejection, just like Virginia. I'm not getting into that.
Oh, we're getting into that.
No, we're not.
If we want
to got into it.
Own up to Perine Bibbs things, I wrote a big blog on Perine on Saturday about how he's going to come back and be more aggressive. Yep. So maybe we'll see that later on down the line. I was basically saying we'll see it in week 3.
He may play a role.
Stupid Peter.
But that's a case, though, of a running back in Perine hurting himself by not really taking on special teams and saying, hey, I'm going to go out and do whatever I have to do to help this team.
You remember how confident I was about Rob Kelly making the team throughout Richmond, throughout the summer,
yeah,
throughout
OTAs? Was I.
You know why? Because Rob Kelly, when they drafted Darius Geis, the next day he went to Ben Kotwicka and said, how can I be on the field more? That's what you need to do when you're a fringe roster guy.
Yeah. That's like with Jackson and all these other pod listeners, you're trying to take my job. I've been going to you saying, JP, what more can I do to make sure I stay on the podcast?
Pete is giving me a ride home. Big ups to my guy Cliff Butler. I'm having car trouble in my wife's car, and Cliff Butler, Butler's Automotive. Go to them, man. They take great care of you.
Now, I also bought a tent for the podcast on my own debit card, which
is, but you're
going to
get reimbursed for it.
We'll see.
Oh my gosh. How much was that tent?
$105.98.
Did you have enough in your account to cover that?
Yeah. Oh, I could have bought three of those tents if I wanted to. I'm a three-tent baller, son.
When I was young, we used to always brag, me and my roommates, this is many years ago when I was like
dinosaurs
in grad school and stuff, and we would always brag when one of us was a thousandaire. When we had four digits in our account, those were the good days.
I like that.
I'm a thousandaire, and it was like on payday for 30 minutes.
Right.
I'm a thousandaire every couple of weeks, but then people come get it.
Right.
Real
right.
quick.
Yep.
Real quick.
All right.
Game balls?
Yeah, let's roll into it.
You start, Taylor.
Get comfy, listeners.
Yeah, there's
we got a lot
of game balls to go.
Okay. Well, I'll go with Jonathan Allen for the reasons I explained. He also played well against the, you know, a good front against the Packers. Did rush for 100 yards, ran for a little more than I would like, like to see. But Jonathan Allen was up there, getting the two sacks, got some pressures. Jonathan Allen, game ball.
I'm going to go with Fabian Moreau. His really first big splashy impact play as a Redskin, didn't play a lot last year. Taylor, how many snaps? This is your stat. 52 snaps last year on the field, a lot more this year, obviously, and that big strip really snuffed out any remaining Packers hope. It wasn't a Norman punch. It was your more standard strip, but it was clear that's what he was trying to do, holding the runner up, ripping it out of there. And that was a couple plays after he got hit in the little Moreau's, and he recovered quickly. Said he had barely even caught his breath by the time he was back up on the field. Somebody actually asked him, like, very graphic question in the scrum, which made me feel awkward. But
who asked it? Adam.
The dude who sits next to me in the press box.
I don't know that dude's name.
But yes, Fabian Moreau, really good play by him, and hopefully that continues going forward.
I'm going with Matt Ioannidis. Mm. 3 weeks, three games, three sacks. Matt Ioannidis is currently on pace to have a 16-sack season. That's that set in. But he is
so strong,
dude. He just stands up O-linemen and pushes them back. It's really remarkable. I just said this on air. That's a home run draft pick to develop that guy.
Especially after a rookie year where he was totally absent, not even really
involved. He was
really
inactive half the season.
Yeah.
He was actually cut on the cut to 53. Spent a few weeks on the practice squad.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's coming.
That's develop players, man. That's how you make winning rosters.
There's draft, which is important. There's develop, which is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Payton Allen get all the attention or more attention, but Ioannidis is having the best year so far.
Yo, so our guy that came from Mississippi is at Minka Mia H. Turner, who's also a principal, I found out.
Oh, nice.
He already tweeted me, can't wait to hear the next podcast. I'll download it and listen on the flight back to Mississippi.
I mean, okay. I love you.
Yeah, I don't know when to slide it.
You guys are the best, man. You have no idea what it means.
Seriously the best.
It's serious. All right, you're up, RT.
I'm up. I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to skip an obvious, perhaps obvious one.
Yeah, leave me the obvious ones, please.
With Jordan Reed. He had several important catches.
Yep.
4 for 65. I thought he had a few more yards than that. And when I looked, I was a little bit surprised it was that low. But he made – there was one play. It was a third. It was in the second quarter, third and long, deep in Packers territory. They had punted and went down
deep
to
in
the
Redskins'
two.
Territory.
Deep in Redskins' territory. Right, deep in their own territory. It was a third and 7 or 8, and – Pop went to Jordan Reed. That got to near midfield, followed up by the 41-yard Adrian Peterson run, followed up a few plays later by a touchdown pass to Jameson Crowder. So that got that whole thing going there.
I'm going to go with another less obvious one. I'm actually going to split one between Roulier and Bergstrom, or maybe they deserve their own each, just because I feel like when a running back has a great day like that and Smith can throw the ball around and not really face too much pressure – that means your O-line did well, and especially in the interior. We didn't have any big blow-ups, anything really coming through the middle, so that means Roulier and Bergstrom for at least a week held up in Sean Laval's absence.
I was actually going to give Bergstrom his own. I think when you come in to play center, it's difficult. You got to make all the calls. He obviously doesn't have much experience working with Alex Smith. It's raining. You got to snap the ball every play. And the best thing that can happen to a center is you don't hear his name. I don't believe he drew a single penalty. I didn't notice much interior pressure. They seemed
unlike the guy who filled in at right tackle.
Right. They seemed able to run the ball pretty well. I was impressed, man. And, yeah, I think the whole O-line, I mean, we can nitpick on Inseki if we want, but they pounded the ball on the ground. Those guys love getting out playing in the slop. It was funny. I was talking to Morgan Moses afterwards, and I was talking to an offensive lineman afterwards, and and he was – because I had Jamison Crowder and Paul Richardson on post-game show for interviews, and both of those guys were like, yeah, I don't really like the rain. Right. Like, you know, that's not for me. The O-line and the running backs love
it. Jonathan Allen said he loved it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, big guys.
He's like,
Mitch,
that's how football's meant to be played.
Mitch loves this. So Mitch sent us a note that he's so upset he's missing the post-game podcast because all he would do would talk about the big guys right now.
Yeah.
So we're trying to give you some credit, Mitchell. Tony Bergstrom's getting a game ball.
I'll give Mitch a game ball also for chugging a beer at the podcast in front
with
of
our
bosses.
Boss, like our big bosses watching. I will give him that too.
Big Facebook man live. In front of the big bosses.
That's right. All right. So do I have to give one or did you?
You gave.
I gave one to Bergstrom and Roulier if you wanted to take your own. And you extended upon Bergstrom.
All right, but I'll go again because I didn't really give one. Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
I'll knock the obvious one out. We've already talked about him at length. The guy is incredible. His comments after the game I thought were really poignant. And I don't see why that stops. I maybe he has to be more of a vocal leader if he notices the buildup and practice to the Colts game, if that happens again.
Swearinger said he saw it too.
Like a number of players now said practice wasn't good enough prior to the Colts. Practice this week was great. So make sure you get practice like that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of your job.
Right.
You show up and do it.
All right. Taylor, you're up.
I'll go with Alex Smith.
Yep.
Got to.
Give me the stat line.
Tell you what, 20 attempts, 12 completions, 220 yards.
Yo.
So that's like big 11 yards per attempt.
Yeah, I'm not a math guy, but I think that's a good number to have.
Is pretty
and they didn't throw much at all in the second half.
Especially after not throwing downfield at all last week.
How many attempts did he even have in the second half? Five or six?
Give me a...
They had that one bizarre drive where they actually went
first
quick
half
instead of slow.
That was
he had 15 attempts in the first half.
So and he threw 20, so he threw the ball five times in the second half.
Right.
That's a good one. Pete, you're up.
Here's a really good one. This is the first time this guy's ever getting a game ball, I can assure you. Assistant defensive backs coach James Rowe. He was the one who told Gruden to challenge that fourth down play. Gruden said he wasn't sure of it. Rowe kept pushing. Jay ended up throwing the challenge flag that halted the Packers' drive at midfield, gave the ball back to the Redskins. So James Rowe, congratulations, you get a game ball.
Yeah, and they had to make that call in a hurry because the Packers
wanted to go.
They wanted to get the snap off.
Yeah.
I'm giving Jay Gruden a game ball.
Sure.
Dialed up the long play early. The challenge is that's the best challenge he's had in his career. Mm-hmm. As a head coach.
Because that was starting to get into like dicey territory.
Right. Unless you could think of one, I can't.
Yeah. Now that was a fourth down, just to explain.
Right.
A fourth down, a fourth and two.
About midfield.
Packers went for it. Yeah. Maybe even in Redskins territory. Packers went for it. It was called a completion with I think it was about a 3-yard gain. Mm-hmm. But he never had control of the ball. Kind of he had it, but then he's going to the ground. And I think the standard is if you use the ground to help you gain control, then it's incomplete.
Right.
And
it was not a catch once you saw it.
Wouldn't have been a catch under the old rule, the new rule, any rule. It wasn't a catch.
Pete, we still have more to go.
Chandler, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's Chandler.
No, it's you.
I just did Gruden for the challenge.
Oh, you just did Gruden. Okay. Paul Richardson.
Yep.
That was
it was only one catch, but he made it a good one.
He also drew a pass interference, which is a 30-yard-ish game. So
a Southern California guy. Playing in the mud. Well, I guess he played in Seattle for a while. He's used to it.
Going off of the Alex Smith game ball, I think today was the first day where we really saw his running come into play a lot. Had a couple first downs, was able to, and then on one play late in the game, he was rolling out when they were trying to throw, and instead of throwing the ball away, he was smart enough to curve
smart
it back
play.
Inside
and just
slide,
stayed in bounds,
let the
slid.
Clock keep going.
Yep. Yep.
So using his legs to get big gains and also to keep the clock moving was encouraging to see.
So that's just Pete circling back to the Alex Smith game ball?
Yeah. Okay. I'm on the podcast. I'm a wild card.
Guys, why aren't the brakes working?
Because I cut the brakes! Wild card! Yeah!
No,
Do we have any half game balls? I forget. Daron Payne first sack on Aaron Rodgers, pretty cool moment.
Crowder had a touchdown.
Yeah, Crowder touchdown and then a great finger roll over the goalpost.
Yeah. That pass that was there.
Crowder told me that he didn't get to quite do his Euro step because his knee was hurting him a little
bit. Right, yeah, he didn't explode as much because he did that against the Broncos, and there's a great picture of him. He wasn't as high on this one, but it still was a pretty Euro
step. I'm
so
high. All right.
Love Kid Cudi, man.
Is it time for goats? Because I have one. I'll start on goats.
Okay.
The damn refs. The call against Clay Matthews sucks. I know that it helped the Redskins in the situation, but that is bullshit, and the NFL has to figure something out.
The third time he's been flagged in the last three games.
Every player,
the quarterback.
Every player in the locker room was like, yeah, that's junk.
Even Alex Smith, who got hit on the play.
Let me explain this. Alex Smith, I asked him about it.
I'm going to get myself in trouble here. Yeah, it's tough. I'm glad I don't play defense. You know, you talk about strike zone a lot of times with the quarterback, and these guys, you know, it's kind of knees to shoulders, right? They can't hit us in the head and can't hit us in the knees when we're in the pocket. It's tough. I felt like he's playing football. He's played a long time. He hit me right in the strike zone. You know, that's the new rule they put in, though, with the finishing these guys, finishing off quarterbacks to the ground.
But he wanted to be critical of the flag that on the roughing the passer call against him.
He said, I'm glad I don't play defense.
Yes.
What the hell is Clay supposed to do?
That's exactly what Norman said. He said, what are we supposed to
John
do?
John Allen said it. I mean, the only person that gave me a different answer was Paul Richardson. I asked him what he thought. He's like, oh, man, we got the ball back. I wanted to score. That's a receiver, dude. They have their own mindset. That's my lone goat are the refs because that call sucks.
Maybe a half goat, Tenseki, a couple penalties, filling in for Moses, but he came in.
Hoffman had a good point that, weirdly, it seems like Ty Nsekhe is only best suited to play left tackle. It's very odd, but they don't want him. They don't want to let him play guard. He's not as good on the right side as he is on the left. We said this sitting there, Tandler, that the myth of Ty Nsekhe has outpaced the reality of Ty Nsekhe.
Yes,
he's a backup.
He's a decent backup, but yeah. He is not.
I might even say good.
People were talking about, this is a couple of years ago.
Remember that he should move Trent inside?
To left guard.
I'm sure
and put
that should happen.
At left tackle. It's no.
Right. So, all right. Any other goat? You got a goat, Tandler?
I don't have a goat.
I had a suggested one. Tandler said, I can't do this because it's not allowed. I said, Tandler, it's my one time on a post-game pod. I'm going to do it.
Could be your last, too.
This can lead to actually a good discussion because I'm kind of backing off it now. Just the second half, the fact that they only scored 3 points, but now seeing that Smith only threw it 5 times and it is natural to kind of take your foot off the pedal when you're up so much, but that's in both their wins, they've scored a combined 3 points in the second half.
And looked like a different team.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I wasn't in there for Jay. Did anybody ask him about that?
Jay they asked him, you know, more adjustments by you guys or the Packers? And he kind of just gave a bland answer about, where he recounts the drive. Said, oh, we had a missed block here and that hurt us. And
that's what Alex said, too. He's like, the plays were the same. It's just we had some self-inflicted stuff. And it's not like we decided to get conservative.
Yeah, I don't want
the Packers held the ball a lot. I mean, that first drive.
That first drive was half of the third quarter.
7 minutes and change.
So I'm not going to give it a goat, but it is something to keep an eye on. It would be nice to see them play a complete entire game, at least on offense.
56 points.
And that's exactly what I didn't want this to turn into.
It's a fair point.
I don't disagree.
Here's what's stupid. That's stupid. Here's what's tough about our business, about football. By the time we get to next week, because there won't be a game this week, that's going to be a damn topic.
Yep.
Hey, can they finish games? Not because it was, can they start them? Now, Taylor's having a serious yawn right there. That was a full 10 out of 10 yawn. But, like, that's going to be the next topic. That's the next Alex can't throw downfield. Ouch. Oh, my
JP
God.
JP just smashed his head on a table that's been behind him.
Oh, that hurt. It's like a steel table.
Is that going to be Thursday's need to know or Friday's need to know, Tandler?
What?
Looking at the second half scoring differentials.
I think it's.
Also, still no sacks from the guys on the outside. Yeah. Preston might have gotten a half today. No sacks for Kerrigan, but he got a couple holds. I think Kerrigan's best game was today. Kerrigan had impact throughout the game. He didn't get home, but he had impact.
I saw they doubled Smith a lot, and even one on one, he just seemed to.
Both those guys had impact today.
One on one, yeah.
They were felt. All right, I'm done on game balls and goats. Anybody else?
Yes.
All right. Time for over-unders, and then I have some other notes here. Before we do that, Orsman Automotive of Virginia, you know them. You know them well. Get a car from them. Particularly, get a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. In Alexandria. It's right across from National Harbor.
That's a lot of selection. That's four brands, and they all got
right, and they got full new cars, used cars, anything you need over there. They got the Oarsman Lifetime Edge. Our guy, Bob Biaggi, came by the tailgate today, which was very cool of him.
So nice.
Because it was a miserable day outside, and he was driving back from the beach where he went to a big wedding. Bob's a great dude. Go check out Oarsman. That's our squad.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, are we ready for over-unders?
I sure am.
Pete, do you have the numbers?
Well, I'm not really, but
I have the numbers memorized. That's how much I care about this podcast. So,
Smith. Are they correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Alex Smith, passing yards.
Well, just give them to me. Oh, they're memorized.
I'm just, they're in my brain. I can't give them
all
to
right,
you.
All right, but I have to set it up. You tell me the number for Alex Smith.
282.5.
All right, the over-under for Alex Smith was 282.5 yards. I said under, which is correct. Taylor, you said?
Over.
Pete, you got to let me.
Sorry,
yeah,
jump the gun.
Pete's a little jumpy here. All right, so Taylor, I have a 1-0 lead on Rich Taylor. Our next one was Adrian Peterson rush yards. We said 65. Is that correct?
65 is correct.
Yep.
I said over. AP finished with nearly double that with 120. I was correct. Taylor, you said?
I thought he would get more like 50.
So you said?
Under.
And Pete, that would be? We're getting there. Okay. All right. Taylor's 0-2. JP is 2-0.
My math would say that this is already
so
over.
You've already clinched it.
Well, let's just clear it up for the record books. Our final one, as sent in from JP Flame of the Junkies, Josh Doctson, 2.5 catches.
Which was
a very modest number for a former first-round pick.
Yes.
Although I said under. Despite the modesty, I still said under because I thought this would be a Crowder day, and it appeared to me prior to the game and seems very certain now, Paul Richardson's the number one receiver on this team. So I said under, which was correct. Taylor, you said?
I thought I'd get 4 or 5.
What did you say?
So I said over.
Pete, that would be? So, Taylor, what was your record today?
That was so rewarding.
You got to find it. Is there a broom in here?
Clean sweep.
A little sweepy.
An 0-3 day for Taylor.
No ties this weekend,
boys. A 3-0 day for JP. My first cheer wine of the week, which might have to wait a week because we might not be out there. We don't know the media schedule yet. Good week of over-unders. Pete, how'd you do?
I went over 3 as well.
What a bum. How did Keim do?
I don't remember.
I think Keim and I...
He might have been 2-1.
Yeah, I think he had over on Doctson, but he and I were the same on
Doctson the other. Did draw 2 pass interferences, if we want to be nice. One in the
end zone.
That's
good.
That's good. And closing one in the end zone set up their...
he got mugged on that play.
That was not the over-under.
Second touchdown?
Yes.
Yeah, it was not the
over-under. Yeah, it was Peterson.
Maybe that can be next week.
But he had some impact, but yeah, not what you want out of a first-round pick. He's trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah, super wrong direction.
So not a heck of a lot left on my list here. I sincerely want to talk about the tailgate a little bit.
That was awesome. Shine.
Let's call out any names we can remember. Sometimes it's hard to remember when we have to go into a game and it's pouring rain. But Tim Meek, Troy Dodd, the Hog Farmers, all those guys were there. Colin, I believe, is my boy's name that came from Ireland.
Joseph and Shelby from Seattle. Such a nice group.
I thought
Shelby claiming she wasn't a millennial. That was one of the highlights.
Even though she's 22, yes. Shelby, you're a millennial. You're also the tailgate MVP, though, so you re.
She was the tailgate MVP.
Handled that well.
Devil's Backbone for coming through, giving us some beer.
Hello, yep. Deets and Watson. Supplying fire hot dogs
absolutely.
All afternoon. Rudy
Gerson, big time Skins fan, and my buddy. Taylor, anybody for you?
Suzy Q was there.
Michael Church.
The whole Redskins tweet team, Mohawk.
Oh, Mo Hawkins, of course.
Rally Captain. Diesel. Right. He's one of the Hog Farmers, I guess.
Right.
But
I don't know if Rally Captain is a Hog Farmer.
I don't know. Does he wear the striped overalls?
That's his own
He
stripe,
does not.
Though.
He does not. He has the flag.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Awkward.
Just
a wonderful
Tim Meek.
Group of people. You've said him like 4 times now.
Okay.
One for each of his biceps.
Yeah, that dude is jacked.
Yeah.
It was just a great day, man.
Facebook Live was really funny because anytime JP just wanted to stop, he'd just yell my name and I would come from wherever I was in the parking lot and go, here, take this mic. I'm going to go talk to somebody for a couple minutes.
Yo,
here's how I feel. I did one segment with Tandler, and then I just – you gave it to me another time. I was panicking, so I went up to some guy who was chugging Jack Daniels and Bud Light, and I was trying to ask him what his approach was and which he drank first and if he mixed them, and then that's when you came over. You're like, Pete, I lost you for 30 seconds, and you were some dude drinking alcohol? So that was bad. Oh, well, Santana, we want to thank him.
I was going to – a serious thank you to Santana Moss. Santana's a former football player that has done pretty well in his life. He does not
really
need,
was that Mercedes?
Yeah, the G-Wagon.
Yeah.
He does not need to stand around with us dumbasses in a parking lot in the pouring rain, and he did it because he's a really, really good dude.
Signed a Dallas Sucks beer can.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was my wife's cousin, Mac. Our ambassador from New Jersey was there. Ginger Beard Man was there. It was a great day. We really appreciate you guys. And should I tease the podcast party idea I have?
I kind of want you to, because now I'm all in.
What about a Christmas party?
Hello. Sweaters.
And I got another idea.
Secret Santa?
Let's do a little good in the world. Everybody brings a Toys for Tot, and we donate them all.
Hello. I mean, it's a smash
Now
hit.
We're talking, right?
Set the date.
It's got Christmas time. We got some time to plan.
Perfect.
All right. A couple other little housekeeping items. Aaron Rodgers, we saw him not right today, and he's still a wizard. That guy is –
One big
it's
play,
fun watching him play.
That drop to Lance Kendricks where he just threw a 40-yard laser.
That's huge.
And then also early on, Randall Cobb had a drop against Moreau. So those are
Randall Cobb had a drop.
Hope you have a bright broad brass. those are a couple plays that this game could have really shifted on.
For sure.
Yes, Rodgers, there was even some scrambles where he had nothing in his knee and was still gutting it out to get there. Just a pleasure. But the Redskins are now 3-2 all-time against him, so take that. Aaron.
Yeah, the one that mattered, though, the playoff game. He handled no problem.
He did fine in that game.
I have one final item. Do you guys have anything else to say?
No. Can we just keep this going, though? I don't ever want to leave the postgame pod. It's so fun.
I got work to do.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do. So it was pouring rain.
I had no work to do.
It was pouring rain. We all knew that when we left the house this morning, correct?
Oh, yeah. I like where this is going.
I brought a change of clothes. Mm-hmm. I was wearing good rain gear. This is my father-in-law's dope-ass rain gear that I might just keep. He doesn't listen to the podcast, so I might just keep this, Lou. Sorry.
Yeah, you look nice and dry.
Pete, did you bring a change of clothes?
Yeah, I brought.
Because you knew it was raining.
I brought shirts, pants, and even two pairs of backup shoes.
So Pete, the millennial
who loses podcasts and doesn't know how to do
Pete
laundry.
Pete brought a change of clothes. Tandler, did you bring a change of clothes?
No, I didn't need a change of clothes.
You were soaking wet sitting in the press box.
My shirt was wet, okay? My jeans were fine. I brought a change of shoes.
Ah, that counts a little
bit. Okay, I had my L.L. Bean duck shoes on.
Oh, you did? You had your duck boots.
Yes.
You like those duck boots.
Changed it, yes.
You're a big L.L. Bean guy.
I really am. These jeans are L.L. Bean. I'm not sure if the shirt is.
Those look like L.L.
Bean
jeans.
L.L. Bean shirts like this.
Yeah, shirts L.L. Bean.
You're all L.L. Bean'd out.
L. Should ride with L.L. Bean.
Taylor rides. And you're a New Balance guy for sure. You always wear New Balance.
Can't believe I just checked Taylor's tag on the podcast.
This is like peak white dad gear right here. L.L. Bean and New Balance.
Also, well, I want to say I was the only one who thought to bring a bolo tie to today's.
Yo, and the bolo looked good.
Yeah.
And weirdly, people were like into it.
Yeah. At one point, I said on our show that the rain was
Pete did a ton of push-ups. We should mention that.
65 push-ups if you took the
over-under hit.
If you took the over, you're cashing out. But at one point in the post-game show, my bolo medallion thing kept sliding down. I was like, oh, it must be the water. And then Mitch comes over, Mr. Bolo expert, and figured out that there's a clip I needed to use and then held it up all right. So Mitch.
Pete also broke Tim Meek's tent. Let's talk about that tent.
So that tent
was donated by Steve Lamb, a big-time listener down in Richmond. So he donated that as a raffle at the last podcast party. Tim Meek flew in from Indianapolis to Richmond for the party, won that, flew it back out to Indiana with him, and then drove it here today. That thing is like the Stanley Cup of podcast parties.
For the record,
Pete broke it.
For the record, he was the one who broke it. I was on the other side. There's multiple witnesses.
We also had a Mount Rushmore listener at the tailgate today. Danny Frank was there with his daughter, Rachel.
John Nestor, who's been to every podcast
John Nestor's
event
a
ever.
Day yes. one. Yo, he's been to every podcast event ever.
Yeah.
Yes. And
that first one that about...
Yeah,
he's the Cal Ripken of podcast events. He never misses one.
And I'll add this with John. He didn't stay for the game. He went home.
Yeah. I think that even makes it even better.
What a
gangster.
He just
came for the tailgate. And you offered him tickets, and he's like, nah, I'm good, bro.
All right, here's the last.
Such a gangster.
Here's my last point, though.
The last point.
So Tandler didn't bring a change of clothes, which is weird, but whatever. Pete is so proud of himself for bringing all these things that he changed into, but he forgot a dry pair of drawers. So Pete is going commando sitting next to you, Taylor. How do you feel about that?
That change?
I think
closer?
On that note, it's
yeah,
time
let's
to close
get the
down.
Hell out of here. Yes.
Well, we talked about my crotch all before the show. Now we're ending with my commando.
All right, Pete. All right, all right. Thank you, guys. The tailgate was a blast. Christmas party. Put it on your radar. It's going to be lit.
I will not be commando.
Yeah. There. Well, and here the tough part. Geez, the tough part with the tailgate is that we can't drink at this Christmas party. Oh. We're going to drink. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very much for letting us be a part of your life and you being a part of our life. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. The Redskins are 2-1 heading to the bye week.